Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If you remember, in our last episode, we were talking how to manage the free time of our teenagers. So in today's program, inshallah, we will give some practical tips and guidelines how to fill their free time. Although most of our parents, they know better than us sometimes. They are very good managers. They know how to manage their time and their youth time. But still, because some parents, they don't have time, we will mention some of the activities. Through those activities, they can fill their youth's free time. And the most and very important activity is their, you know, physical activities. This is very important.
Yeah, especially nowadays, because everything is, you know, on the chair and table and screen. So physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, we need to move, because as much as we move according to our need of our body, we will just taking, you know, benefit of that kind of movement. So it's so necessary. It's really, really important that we should, you know, direct and guide we means ourselves as a parents, that we should know how to fill the free time of our teenagers, because otherwise they're just killing their time. You know, that is the biggest danger, you know, and unfortunately damaging their life, their golden period of life, which is teenagers.
Yeah, because they think they are enjoying. Yeah, they, while playing games, watching serials and movies, our teenagers, they think they are enjoying the most. They don't know that they are killing their
exactly. And I love this dua of Janabi Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, the way she is asking from Allah that Allahumma farighni lima khalaqtani lah. Oh my Lord, oh my Allah, what I want some good quality time, yeah, free time. For what? For the purpose, for that vision for which you have created me. So mostly we don't know, you know, our purpose of life. So we are unfortunately busy. You know, everyone says I'm busy, but they are not busy, you know. So the true meaning of busy is showing here Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha very nicely, that the true busy means you know you know, for what you are spending your time, how you are investing your time, and what you are getting back. So if you get something back in reward, yeah, if you're earning healthy means activities are just giving you health, the way you said, you know, physical activities means you are giving your time and you are taking back something really, really healthy. Which we all need, yeah.
Definitely. As I said, Islam always emphasizes on our physical activities, because if we have a healthy body, we will have a healthy mind.
Mind, no doubt.
And if we have a healthy mind, then definitely we will be successful in whatever thing we want to achieve. And we should be very cautious about the halal activities. Even in physical sports activities, we should keep in our mind that we should not cross the
limits, exactly.
Boundaries of our Sharia.
You know, nowadays, halal, haram, everything is so much mixed. I usually give this example to teenagers that don't say Islamic so strict. You know, don't say that, oh, everything is haram. You don't allow me to eat this or to be part of this activity because you're saying it's not that much halal, you know. So I give them this example that, look, before, all kind of foods were just, you know, organic. It was so easy to eat healthy. But nowadays, because of all mixture which we have done, you know, human-made problems, yeah? So we made all this problem. Therefore, we are suffering a lot.
So, dear listeners, we will take a short break. Please don't go away.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. We were talking about the activities, halal activities. And in this time, we should be very, very cautious about the halal activities. Especially in, you know, non-Muslim countries, it is very, very difficult for parents to control their kids and teenagers. But if we are living in a Muslim society, for example, in Islamic Republic of Iran, we are totally comfortable, you know, because here we have already separate stadiums, separate gyms, separate timings. So we are not too much worried about these things. But the parents who are living in the non-Muslim countries, Western countries, they have this problem. And I know it's very difficult for them. But if you consider about the Sharia, Islam, and the religion of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, definitely you will get a lot more reward compared to us practicing Islam in a very comfortable atmosphere. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. According to Hadith, afzalul a'mali ahmazuha. You know, the amal, the action which is more challengeable, you will get more reward.
Yeah.
So even food, if you come to food in a hoteling, going to restaurants, even that is one of the halal entertainment, you know. Like nowadays, our youth, they love to go out and eat out. You know, sometimes they get very bored of best even food of the house. So sometimes we as a parents, we have to go, you know, we can choose any place to go. But again, in non-Muslim countries, you have to look for the halal food. And you will get the sawab, you know, when you fix your values, then you know which area you have to go and where you shouldn't. So this is very important that we should understand the feelings of our teenagers that, you know, that is their requirement. You know, with them, we can go to eat something out, or sometimes we can send them with their friends to play or so many other halal entertainments. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of our parents, maybe they would say that we don't have enough funds to send our, you know, teenagers to sports activities. This looks quite reasonable, but if you think this is itself a big, big investment. It is right, you are spending some money and it seems to be useless. Yeah, you are sending your teenager for a sports and you are spending a lot of money. But in future, you will understand that this was a big, big investment. Because of these activities, because of your spending this much money, your teenager is saved from so many dangerous activities. Dangerous activities for their spiritual and for their soul.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we don't know where spend our
Please,
money.
Can you continue after a short break?
Yes,
because
yes,
it's
why not?
Time for a
yeah,
short
yeah.
break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
Dear listeners, welcome back.
I really want to say this, that sometimes we don't know where we should spend money. You know, we don't have this training. For example, it's so easy to spend money in dressing for clothes, yeah, for food. But when it comes, for example, for books or for sports, we are very stingy because, you know, the culture is like that. You know, even spending money, it needs some mindset. You know, mentally, I'm prepared to give money for example, for food, yeah? Some people did spend so much for food.
We know a lot of families, they spend so much money on daily basis. They go to each and every restaurant of the city.
Yeah.
And sometimes they travel for just food, you know, in different
exactly.
countries.
But when it comes, for example, for a book, yeah, if book is 1,000, for example,
$50,
yeah, that is very expensive for them. And $100 for shoes, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, that is the way of, you know, thinking. So this is a very important point, which you, mashallah, you are just addressing to parents, that always invest for your teenagers' physical activities, although sometimes you feel that it's too much, you know, maybe you're investing your time because in so many countries you have to give them pick and drop, which is not easy, your time. Yeah, investing your time, investing your money, so many things you have to invest, then you will get back some fruits out of it. Yeah.
If we look at the history of our Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, especially early Islam, you know, where people would, as I said, and you also mentioned, they would struggle a lot. So they didn't need this much exercise extra, you know. From morning till night, they would work on the fields and different issues. So they were very, very strong. But still, our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or our Imam Ali or other Aimma, they would encourage them to participate in sports activities. This shows that how much Islam gives importance to our bodies. If our Muslimin and Mu'mineen believers, they would have a strong body, means they would have a strong mind.
Yeah.
So, keeping these ahadiths in our mind, we can conclude that how important it is to spend money and spend time and participate in sports, especially for our teenagers. If they are not interested, still we have to try our best to make them participate.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, even I love the concept of walk. Like they would walk from, for example, Medina till Makkah, yeah, for Umrah, for Hajj. So this is also shows, because nowadays mindful walking is also very becoming trend and common between youth. And I've seen many youth, they travel from Toronto, for example, to some beautiful areas of Kashmir or, you know, some very beautiful areas of Tibet. They go there just for mindful walk. So they think and they walk. So the walk is also one of the halal entertainment.
Thank you so much. Dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this beautiful discussion. If you have any comment or suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you so much for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.